I've been talking about tensor properties of materials and what they have to do with symmetries of the crystal. So here I just put a list of different properties. The first one is Ohm's law, and Ohm's law, it relates the current density to the electric field. Both of these are vectors, so you could write them. You can write this like this. The current density as a vector is the conductivity times the electric field. In general, the conductivity is a matrix. And you can understand that if you think about some material that's got good conducting planes like this. And it's a poor conductor in this direction, but a good conductor in that direction. And then if the electric field is in this direction, the current density will be in some other direction. So the current most of the current is going to flow along the good conducting planes and not perpendicular to the good conducting planes. It's going to be pushed by the component of the electric field parallel to these planes. So the current density in general doesn't have to be proportional in the same direction as the electric field, so you need a matrix to couple these two vectors. And then when I write that in tensor notation like this, there's this subscript that's summing over the x, y, and z coordinates. This j sums over the x, y, and z coordinates, and this is a 3x3 matrix that couples the current density to the electric field. There are other properties like this. One of them is the electric susceptibility. If you take some non-conducting material and you apply an electric field, it will polarize the material. The electric field pushes the electrons a little bit away from the positively charged neutrons and creates dipole moments everywhere. And the polarization is the density of dipole moments. So you have a relationship between these two, and also in this case, sometimes it's easier to polarize in some direction than another. So the electric susceptibility is a matrix, which should be written like this. There's another property called the Seebeck effect, whereas if you take some material and it's got it's a conductor, and one side is hotter than the other side, what happens is that on the hot side, the electrons are moving fast, the mobile electrons are moving fast, and they get current going this way. On the other side, they're cold, so the mobile electrons are moving slow, so they're moving less fast in the other direction. And the consequence is that one side of this gets positively charged and the other side of it gets negatively charged. And this, the electric field that arises because of the temperature gradient is called the Seebeck effect. This is a matrix. We also talked about thermal conductivities. This is now the thermal current, and it's minus the thermal conductivity times the temperature gradient, and in general, the thermal conductivity is also a matrix. Some second-rank tensors are the piezoelectric effect and the Hall effect. Here, a vector is being coupled to a 3x3 matrix, and so we need a third-rank tensor to describe how all 9 components of this matrix affect the 3 components of this vector. In the Hall effect, what you have is that there's a Hall coefficient which depends on which direction the electric field, the current density, and the magnetic field are placed. So in a Hall effect experiment, there's a magnetic field, and then there's a current perpendicular to the magnetic field, and then you measure the electric field perpendicular to both of those two. But if you have an anisotropic crystal and you change the orientation of the crystal in the experiment, then you get different answers for this Hall coefficient. And because you can choose
to put the current density in the x, y, and z direction, the magnetic field in the x, y, and z direction, and measure the electric field in general in all three directions, then you get a Hall coefficient that's a third rank tensor. Some fourth rank tensors are the stiffness coefficient. So this is couples a matrix that describes the stress to a matrix that describes the strain, or something like the piezo resistivity. The piezo resistivity is how the electrical resistivity changes when you change the stress on a material. And because resistivity, we saw, is 1 over the conductivity. Resistivity is a matrix, and the stress is a matrix, so they're coupled by a fourth rank tensor. This is used in things like accelerometers. So in an airbag sensor, or also the tire pressure sensor in a car. There's a pressure sensor inside a tire. It's inside the stem of the tire. And when the wheel starts to rotate, the accelerometer measures that the wheel is rotating. It turns on the radio transmitter that broadcasts the pressure from the tire to the car. Because the pressure sensor is rotating inside the car, there's no electrical connection. It sends a wireless signal. And the accelerometer is just a beam of silicon, which when the tire starts to roll, it bends, and there's a current going through it, and you can measure the change in resistance due to the stress caused by the bending. And that, then you can see that the wheel is rolling. Another fourth rank tensor is something called electrostriction. And electrostriction is when you have an electric field, the crystals will get longer or shorter in an electric field. It's similar to piezoelectricity. And piezoelectricity, so the inverse piezoelectric effect, if you apply an electric field to some crystals, they will get longer or shorter. But it will turn out that symmetry will forbid piezoelectricity in a lot of crystals. And for those crystals, the next higher order term is electrostriction. So you take the square of the electric field, all non-conductors will show electrostriction. It doesn't matter what the crystal symmetry is. And we're going to explain why that is, why some crystals show piezo electric effect, but everything will show electrostriction. Okay, so let's